No matter what has ever come to me, I got my own brand of company. I got that inside my head, and I play songs back to back until I go to bed. Wake up by myself inside an empty room. There's nobody next to mine to ooh, ooh, ooh. But my skin is warm and my heart is full. It's the do-do-do-do-do-do. Walking, waking on a crowded street with my headphones loud so my hips can swing. So my head can nod to the rock and roll, to the boom.
Politics is weird and creepy, and now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Okay. All right. Hey, fam. Welcome to the Wine Cellar. Today we have a special guest. We are hanging out with Anthony Clark, so no news, no comment. We're going to talk about politics because Mr. Clark is running for Congress. Hey. So can you introduce yourself to us, please?
Definitely excited to be on. Thanks for having me. My name is Anthony Clark. I'm a candidate for 7th Congressional District. That's in Chicago, Illinois, and Chicagoland area. I'm a disabled military veteran, current special education high school teacher, founder and director of a nonprofit known as Suburban Unity Alliance, and co-owner of a small business called Neighbors United LLC, in which we employ at-risk youth. So that's me.
You are a busy person. How do you have time to do all these things?
I guess I just feel like what else is the purpose of life? You know, I'm put here. I don't have any children. I'm not married. I don't like answering to anybody. So I just love having my own schedule. And, you know, just growing up, you know, it sounds cheesy, but I'm a huge Muhammad Ali fan. Uh-huh. And one of my favorite quotes of Ali's was, you know, service to others is the rent you pay. For room here on this earth. So, I mean, just every day I feel like I got to pay more rent, you know, just got to earn my keep. So I don't think it's busy. I just think it needs to be done to push for real change.
Okay. All right. And I don't know if you remember, but I actually met you at the SWAP Southside Chicago event. Yeah, that little
Yes. We put it all together, which was delayed. I didn't know that at first, but yeah, we put it all together.
Yes. So I was super excited to talk to you there. You have a lot of good stuff to say. As I'm looking at your website, I'm seeing a lot of the same type of stuff. I'm actually loving it that you are such a progressive candidate. I'm looking at, all these type of things, your criminal justice reform, ending private prisons, abolish ICE. Your website, y'all, his website actually says fucking abolish ICE on it. Okay. I'm really digging it. Mobilizing against climate change, campaign finance reform. I'm really feeling all these things. I got to ask though, people love progressive candidates, but how do how would your colleagues feel about you being such a progressive candidate if you were to get in?
So in regard, do you mean colleagues? Okay, so when I win, speaking into affirmation,
yes,
getting into office and representing the 7th Congressional District. Well, of course, we have other wonderful, you know, progressive candidates in office right now. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
yes,
Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. You know, we have a lot of dope individuals in office right now, truly rocking the boat. Not accepting status quo and truly pushing for change. So I think I would just fit well with them, you know, fall right in line, you know, provide support, provide whatever privilege I have and energy I have to continue the movement. In regards to the establishment Democrats, I think they would hate it, quite honestly, because for me, you know, I make statements. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But the Democratic and Republican Party, and I recognize I'm a Democrat. I recognize I'm running as a Democrat because I truly believe that you need to hold parties accountable and push them forward. But oftentimes I look at the Dem Party and the Republican Party like two sides of the same coin, you know, if that makes sense. I believe the Democratic Party also benefits from white supremacy and capitalism. You know, the majority of the establishment incumbents and, you know, many of these candidates that are running as well, they take and accept corporate PAC money. You know, they're influenced by a capitalistic society that is based upon surviving off of the oppression of others. So I don't think they would like it at all. You know, I mean, look at how, you know, Pelosi right now is trying to come hard at, you know, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, mm-hmm. Because, again, they're not afraid to speak up. They're not afraid to speak their minds. They're not afraid to rock the boat. Too often, whether locally or, you know, on a federal level, you know, the narrative often is get in line. You know what I'm saying? Right. Wait your turn, you know, earn your stripes. Mm-hmm. But essentially, that's code word for join the machine, you know, become another piece of this Democratic or Republican machine that we've been running for decades and decades that benefit mm-hmm. from oppression. So I'm not for that. I'm not with that at all. So I don't care. You know, I'm not in this to make friends. I'm in this to make change. So I could give a care less who likes me or who doesn't, you know, if that makes sense.
I did. No, I totally dig that. I appreciate that. So now, let's talk about your platform. I want to go into, I just want to hear you talk about some of the issues, because I love your website. I really, truly do, because it is so progressive, and it's just such a breath of fresh air to see someone blatantly saying these things who's running, you know, no coded language, no, like, I have a plan, but I won't give you the details, no, like, well, I mean, you have a point, but we don't want to push it too far, you know, like, no, your website is incredibly progressive, and I dig it, so tell us about your platform, please. I'm so excited about it.
Definitely. You know, again, the issues are interconnected and are systemic, so I believe that they require interconnected solutions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could just run through my platform real quick. You know, the website is VoteAnthonyClark.com.
Yes.
But, of course, we're fighting for a single-payer, health care, housing as a human right. I want to end all wars, you know, choosing diplomacy over war, criminal justice reform into private prisons, gun control, assault weapons ban, a federal jobs guarantee, immigration justice, abolish ICE for sure, mobilization against climate change. You know, we're fighting hard for the Green New Deal, mm-hmm. Clean campaign finance reform. You know, we have to overturn Citizens United, support the LGBTQIA plus community, women's rights, higher education, trade school, equitable public school funding. So we need to eliminate all, you know, school, college debt. And schools should be free. You know, we need to break up the big banks, support our seniors, decriminalization of sex work, definitely legalization of cannabis with a focus on racial justice. We need to end the racist war on drugs, need to support our veterans. You know, we need to support and fight for people with disabilities. Definitely need to fight for reparations. So this country is built upon genocide and enslavement. We need to fight again for the empowerment of all people, tap into intersectionality, be allies in verb form. You know, address right-wing domestic terrorism. We already know what white supremacy, the role it plays in our society. You know, our capitalist society is built upon it, but it also is extremely pervasive and leads to so much violence in our communities, mm-hmm. and as well as animal protection, you know, and anti-cruelty laws, because I'm an owner of two dogs. I love animals. You know, you're talking to a person who literally saved a squirrel, like, last year and had a squirrel as a pet. Like, you know, just I love animals. So, I mean, but to say all that and to read through it, you know, briefly, you know, I implore people to, you know, visit the website, VoteAnthonyClark.com. And what you stated earlier, I think, is important. I think we have too many people that pander, too many people that just say, you know, one thing in one circle, mm-hmm. and then go to another circle and say something else. They're vague on purpose because that allows them wiggle room, right. that allows loopholes. But again, I'm not for that. You know, I believe, honestly, I believe this is an ideological war. Mm-hmm. You know, like, elections come and go, but movements remain. And for me, I'm not spending my time trying to convince the alt-right why they should, you know, become a moderate or centrist, or, you know, why they need to move away from Trump. Mm-hmm. I feel like you've chosen your path. You've chosen your side. Mm-hmm. So for me, I need to make it explicitly clear, perfectly clear, 100% where I stand. You know, I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm just here to let you know where I stand. And if you believe what I believe, if you believe in this movement, then come fight with me. And I'm going to come fight with you. You know, we're going to stand together in solidarity. And if you don't, then again, for the empowerment of the people and to eliminate all these oppressive isms and phobias, I'm just going to have to walk through you. We're going to have to walk through you. You know, we're not going to knock on doors. We're going to kick doors in. So that's just essentially how I feel. So that's why we're extremely explicit with our platform. And we're extremely detailed. So that way I want you to hold me accountable. If I said abolish ICE and then I get elected, when I get elected and I get into office and I'm you know, stepping back away from that, I'm not saying that anymore. You need to question that and you need to hold me accountable. So I just want to make it clear to everyone what I believe in, what we're fighting for, and to expect that from me when I get into office.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm just excited that I heard, so I heard in the middle of that, overturn Citizens United. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a political news nerd. That speaks to me on levels. But, you know, I also want to say, I wanted to appreciate the fact that when I met you, it was actually at a sex worker event where, you know, we're talking about sex worker rights. We're talking about decrim. And, of course, that's one small part of your entire platform. But at the same time, I really do appreciate, like, the level of commitment that displays, because a lot of people will say, you know, when they're running for office, they'll say something nice about sex workers, right? Or like, oh, we need to help the trafficking victims. But they would never actually have the audacity to show up at a sex worker-based event run by sex workers, especially by sex workers of color, and show up and actually help advocate. So, you know, I just wanted to say thank you for that. I was very much impressed because that's the first time in a long time I've seen somebody running for office actually show up and be in the physical presence of sex workers without feeling disgusted about it, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all human beings. You know, sex work is the oldest profession in the world. And for me, I don't think it's enough to just call yourself an ally. You know, it's easy as hell.
All right, what's going on, gang? This was the introduction. The rest of the interview I will have up on Patreon on Saturday afternoon, which will be July 13th. Right now it is July 12th as we post this beginning of it to the Socialized feed. And the full episode will be a Patreon early access. And then day by day, we'll let each individual follow-up segment go on the Socialized feed. And then once they're all up, the fully produced early access episode will also hit the Socialized feed. All right, so get down with Anthony Clark. Right on.